Voters in Michigan have taken their Democratic Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, to the State Court of Appeals. She's said to have violated the state's constitution and election laws during the 2020 elections. The lawsuit follows a recent lower court ruling where voters lacked standing to sue Benson. The appeal states that Benson allowed the Michigan election process to be corrupted by an influx of private money selectively intended to promote voting among urban, Democrat-leaning voters, with a consequent dilution of the votes of rural, Republican-leaning voters. In the 2020 election cycle, billionaire Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan managed to pump more than $400 million in donations into nonprofits. That money was nicknamed Zuckerbucks or Zuckbucks. Of it, $350 million went to the left-wing Center for Technology and Civic Life, or CTCL. The rest was given for the Center for Election Innovation and Research. These grants were expected to be spent on COVID-19-related personal protective equipment, but instead, CTCL reportedly gave them to more than 2,500 election offices nationwide. It required that local officials use the money to promote mail-in voting or to deposit ballots in unattended ballot boxes. According to the filing, of the almost $17 million CTCL spent in Michigan, at least 84% was expressly earmarked for urban jurisdictions that historically cast ballots for Democrats by a wide margin over Republicans. Voters say there is evidence that Benson encouraged local election administrators to participate in the scheme.